Skyhopper mission science case I, identification of high redshift gamma ray bursts through space-based near-infrared afterglow observations, by Matt Thomas et al. Long-duration gamma ray burst, GRB, afterglow observations offer cutting-edge opportunities to characterize the star formation history of the universe back to the epoch of reionization, and to measure the chemical composition of interstellar and intergalactic gas through absorption spectroscopy. The main barrier to progress is the low efficiency in rapidly and confidently identifying which bursts are high redshift, Z greater than 5, candidates before they fade, as this requires low latency follow-up observations at near-infrared wavelengths, or longer, to determine a reliable photometric redshift estimate. So far this task has been performed by instruments on the ground, but sky visibility and weather constraints limit the number of GRB targets that can be observed and the speed at which follow-up is possible. In this work we develop a Monte Carlo simulation framework to investigate an alternative approach based on the use of a rapid response near-infrared nanosatellite, capable of simultaneous imaging in four bands from 0.8 to 1.7, a mission concept called Skyhopper. We find that such a nanosatellite is capable of detecting in the H band, 1.6, 72.5% plus or minus 3.1% of GRBs concurrently observable with the SWIFT satellite via its UVOT instrument, and 44.1% plus or minus 12.3% of high redshift, Z greater than 5, GRBs, within 60 minutes of the GRB prompt emission. This corresponds to detecting approximately 55 GRB afterglows per year, of which 1 to 3 have Z greater than 5. These rates represent a substantial contribution to the field of high Z GRB science, as only 23 Z greater than 5 GRBs have been collectively discovered by the entire astronomical community over the last approximately 24 years. Additionally, we find that launching a mini-constellation of three near-infrared nanosatellites would increase the detection fraction of afterglows to approximately 83% and substantially reduce the latency in the photometric redshift determination. This was Skyhopper Mission Science Case I, identification of high redshift gamma ray bursts through space-based near-infrared afterglow observations, by Matt Thomas et al.